Hello and welcome back to the Locked On Oilers podcast. And guess what? The Oilers have clinched a playoff spot, baby. No, for real. I promise this time. This is legit. We'll talk about all that and more on today's episode of Locked On Oilers.
Your Locked On Oilers, your daily podcast on the Edmonton Oilers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Yes, hello. Welcome back to the Locked On Oilers podcast. Thank you for making Locked On Oilers your first listen every day. We are free and available wherever you find your podcasts. And yes, the Edmonton Oilers have clinched the playoff spot. Their first time clinching at home in front of fans since 2017. We will get to that. Plus, we are also going to talk about these too many men penalties that are going on. What is happening? Three straight games for the Oilers with too many men penalties. That's not great going into the playoffs. Plus, we are also going into our predictions of the week. Yes, our first predictions of the week every Monday, this will happen. Today's predictions may not necessarily go past or go just for this week. It may go past the rest of the season as well. But before we get into that, let's hop into the episode. And today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online has you covered this season with more props, odds and lines than ever before. Bet Online, where the game starts. And we are going to start where the Edmonton Oilers clinching a playoff spot. Yes, we have clinched that playoff spot. Finally, we knew it was basically inevitable. We knew it was coming, but it's always nice to get that X beside your name. It was nice to fix the Twitter handle to get that little X next to it. As yes, the Oilers have clinched with their next win. They can clinch home ice advantage against, it's probably going to be the LA Kings, let's be honest, but it could be the Vegas Golden Knights. Whoever they play in the first round, they will have home, with their next win, they will get home ice advantage. That could have happened last night, yesterday against the Columbus Blue Jackets. That is the second time I've made that mistake with you guys. It is truly the announcer's curse. It happened at 11 a.m. Edmonton time. It was, in fact, a matinee, and the Oilers just didn't come out that hot. It is basically like the Oilers to not necessarily have a great game, a great matinee game. They've never really been that great in afternoon games. And those afternoon games, as Bob Stauffer said on the 6:30 Ched broadcast, especially against or with the East teams and the matinees, it seems like the matinees really start to favor those East teams. It may be the different time zone, whatever it may be. The Oilers were not able to clinch that home playoff spot. That is okay. They can do that with their next win against Pittsburgh. But with that being said, let's be honest. It was the first time the Oilers have clinched a playoff spot at home in front of fans since 2017. Let's put the analysis aside. Let's be honest. As an Oilers fan, when you're sitting there at Rogers Place and you hear Rogers Place just absolutely blow up with sound and cheers, it really gives you goosebumps. And I remember back in 2017 when the Edmonton Oilers did clinch at home in Rogers Place. It was the first time Rogers Place were going to have playoffs. I remember that place almost shaking every time. Every game after we clinched that, or the Oilers clinched that spot, I remember that place shaking. And I truly do believe that with this team, that Edmonton Oilers fans will continue to make that building shake and honestly really test the structural design of Rogers Place. With that being said, the Oilers did clinch once again at home on Friday. And Mike Smith was the guy in net celebrating that hard celebration. And I have to be honest, that celebration between Mike Smith and the one in 2017 by Cam Talbot were so reminiscent of each other. It gives me goosebumps. It almost gives me tears. I'm almost swallowing down tears right now. Genuinely, it gives Oilers fans a little bit of hope, especially seeing the run of play that Mike Smith has been on. And this city can explode and really, really, really come together when the Oilers are in the playoffs. And honestly, as an Edmontonian, I have to be honest here. I am really looking forward to that and being able to see Oilers fans all over the place. Let's start off with how really are these are the Oilers going to stack up against the team that they're probably going to play in the playoffs? Yes, they are probably going to play the Los Angeles Kings, but you're saying there's a chance, Vegas. You're saying there's a chance. Yes, Vegas can still make the playoffs. LA basically has to lose out for the rest of the season. LA can clinch a playoff spot on Tuesday. They can clinch a playoff spot on Tuesday. At the same time, the Edmonton Oilers can clinch the home playoff spot, that home ice advantage, on Tuesday as well with a win against the Pittsburgh Penguins. Against the LA Kings this season, the Edmonton Oilers are 3-1. Let me get the results up here. They won 5-2 back in February, 4-3 in a shootout in March, and 3-2 the Oilers won this month. April 7th, they won that. The only time the Oilers have lost against the LA Kings was a pretty big stinker back in December. It was a 5-1 loss on December 5th. That was before kind of all of the COVID stuff started to come back and all of the season went on pause. And the Oilers were actually supposed to play Los Angeles in Los Angeles during that December break on December 23rd. That unfortunately had to be postponed, and the Oilers' win in February 5-2 was the makeup game for that. The Oilers do stack up well against the LA Kings. Truly, we look at guys, the LA Kings don't have a lot of top talent anymore, if I'm going to be honest. We're really looking at a team that didn't expect to be in the playoffs when you're going into the start of the season. You had young guys like Arthur Kaliev coming in. Sean Durzi is another name who came in later on in the season. And if he was playing a full season, a lot of people have him in the Calder conversation. Sean Durzi has really had a good season for the LA Kings. On top of that, the LA Kings also have Cal Peterson in net. I've always been a big fan of Cal Peterson, but I'm just not sure that he's had the hottest season this season, especially behind that kind of battered LA Kings defense. With that being also said, with the young talent, they also do have those older guys who were there in LA when they won their first Stanley Cup, or last two Stanley Cups, I should say, Anze Kopitar, Dustin Brown, who also terrific hockey player, and Jonathan Quick. Those three guys right there are just lights out. Drew Doughty also in LA as well, who has also missed a great deal of this season as well. And seeing the LA Kings in a playoff spot while missing Drew Doughty for most of the season is pretty impressive, to be honest with you. He's one of the best defensemen in this generation. The generation of Ryan Getzlaf, who, thank you so much for your career, but that is another time. That is for another time. But yes, Dustin Brown is going to be a big thing, or a big factor, big pest for the Oilers if we do end up playing the LA Kings in the first round. He is one of the greatest hitters in NHL history, and like we said on Friday's episode, hitting will probably be, and the physicality will probably be, the X factor for the Oilers in the first round. So if they're playing up against a gritty team like the LA Kings, like Dustin Brown, who can turn a series just like that, we've seen this before, it might be a problem for the Oilers. Just quickly as well, the Vegas Golden Knights, we also have a 3-1 record. The Edmonton Oilers have a 3-1 record against the Golden Knights. They also lost an absolute stinker to the Kings on February 8th, 4-0. So the two losses that the Oilers have against the Kings and the Golden Knights have been by four goals. So maybe let's not put up stinkers and maybe we might be all right. The other games that the Oilers pulled off against the Vegas Golden Knights, 5-3 win in October, a 3-2 win in November, and a 4-0 win a couple of weeks ago. It is good to see the Oilers catching their stride here late on in the season, especially against those Western Conference teams. They've been one of the better teams against Western Conference teams. And when you beat Colorado at home 6-3 to clinch a playoff spot, one of the best teams, if not the best team in the league, that feels very good going into the playoffs. And it finally seems like this team has some cohesion. But what doesn't have any cohesion for some reason are the Oilers' line changes and all these too many men penalties. We'll get to that in just a second. But first, let me tell you more about BetOnline. BetOnline.net is your number one source for all of your betting stats and sports info. Find all of the latest sports developments, league reviews, and news, including this year's NHL hockey playoffs. Hey, you can put some money down on the Edmonton Oilers, as well as the start of the MLB season. They are in their first month, just finishing up their first month over there. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sporting wagering information, from live betting to playoffs to esports and more. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends in action. Bet online, where the game starts. Yes, I'm going to put some money down probably as well for the Oilers on Bet Online. I was saying that I've been doing it for the last couple of days, but I had a tough weekend. I'm going to go back and regroup and look at Bet Online there. Yes, I mentioned the too many men penalty. We all know it's too much. We all know it's too much. Third straight game for the Edmonton Oilers with too many men penalty. Now, I was looking this up. Jay Woodcroft has 6 too many men penalties against him since joining the Edmonton Oilers on February 10th, since taking over on February 10th for Dave Tippett for the Edmonton Oilers. The Edmonton Oilers as a team are tied for the fourth most too many men penalties in the league. Surprisingly enough, a team with the most amount of too many men penalties is Toronto with either 12 or 14. I didn't write it down, so excuse me. But yeah, double digits for the Toronto Maple Leafs. The Oilers are only 2 penalties away from being away from double digits. Kind of an issue for the Oilers, especially going into the playoffs. Yesterday, when they played the Columbus Blue Jackets, they did take another too many men penalty, and it was costly. They ended up scoring on that penalty kill. While the Edmonton Oilers penalty kill have been pretty solid over the last month, actually probably our strongest suit between the two of the power play and the penalty kill, that was a tough penalty to take. It was a tough goal to give up and eventually did kind of cost us the game. Yes, we did have Zach Cassian in the box for basically the entire second period. Really mess with those lines while you are running an 11-7 operation there for the Oilers. Having a forward already in the box and having to compromise for him, having to compromise for that 12th forward as well, it makes sense why the Oilers had another too many men penalty. However, like I said, going into the playoffs, that is not a good thing to have. If you are consistently making these silly, unforced errors, the LA Kings and playoff teams especially are going to take advantage. And as we saw against Columbus, it could cost you the game and could cost you the series. Let's get that figured out. What is happening here? How long have we had time to practice this 11-7 program? Yes, I understand. 11-7 is a completely different formula for how many players have played the conventional type of hockey, conventional type of line changes. But really, really? Under Jay Woodcroft, 6 too many men penalties. Under Dave Tippett, the Edmonton Oilers only had 2 this season. 6-2. They played their Dave Tippett and Jay Woodcroft have both coached about the same amount of games. Now, I think Jay Woodcroft has just surpassed Dave Tippett on how many games they have coached this season. And he has almost three times the amount of too many men penalties. We've seen guys like Ryan McLeod, Evan Bouchard, those young guys that we have talked about before who have played underneath Jay Woodcroft, who have played that 11-7 program down in Bakersfield, also kind of running into those problems. It was Ryan McLeod yesterday in Columbus who had the too many men penalty. But also, we got away. The Edmonton Oilers got away with another one yesterday. During the broadcast, you could hear all of the fans. You could hear the broadcasters go, whoa, that was too many men. The Edmonton Oilers just got away with one. We almost saw the Edmonton Oilers. Those are the words I'm looking for. We almost saw the Edmonton Oilers put up two too many men penalties in the same game. Four over the last three games. That's just as hot as Chris Russell on his three-game heater. Well, it did end yesterday against Columbus, but that's okay. Chris Russell, I forgive you. I appreciate what you have done for the team so far this season, especially with Darnell Nurse being out this yesterday, potentially being out for not the rest of the season. He did not make the trip to Columbus and Pittsburgh. He is still in Edmonton right now. Could rejoin the team sometime when they come back in against Vancouver, or they could also be back for the start of the playoffs. That is according to Dave Woodcroft. Excuse moi, mademoiselle. But yes, these too many men penalties could very much cost the Edmonton Oilers. If you were putting in new bodies as well, as we have heard, potentially Philip Roberg may be looking at a call-up before the end of the season. If you're putting in more bodies in there, again, we've seen some recent turnover onto the club as well with Derek Brassard coming into the lineup. So maybe those changes have kind of caused some confusion between, okay, who are my line mates? Who am I getting on with? Who am I getting off with? Who is not supposed to be on the ice right now? The 11 forwards, the 7 defense, the unevenness, the kind of unsuredness of that can become a factor, but I'm not buying it. It is just not, I don't get it. We need to get that down. We need to see the Edmonton Oilers hammer away at how the program is really thrown together. The Edmonton Oilers need to figure that out. We need to also see how Evander Kane has really imposed himself into this this lineup here. The Edmonton Oilers are just so much better with Evander Kane in the lineup. Did we expect it? Probably, especially if Evander Kane could keep out of trouble, and he has so far. And Evander Kane is only 4 goals away from a very interesting milestone. We will get to that in just a second, but first I want to tell you about Built Bar, because Built Bar is so good. I have another shipment coming in right away, so I can't wait to have that there. But this is the time of year that I've pretty much given up on my New Year's resolutions. Not this year. As I mentioned, I'm sticking to my resolution to eating right. Thank you to Built Bar. It's almost like it's not really a resolution because I actually enjoy eating them. And I, with my tummy, I enjoy eating. I've tried the Puffs. The Puffs are the first ever protein-infused marshmallow. They're fluffy. They're marshmallowy. They're not just a protein bar. They're a treat. And they're covered in 100% real chocolate. Yeah. Real chocolate. Puffs are fan favorite amongst fans, I guess, with some incredible flavors, including yummy cinnamony churro. I love saying that word. Coconut marshmallow, banana cream pie. Oh, so good. These are going to be your new favorite. Go to built.com. There's no bar in their website. It's just built.com. And scroll down to the macros chart. You'll be blown away. High protein, low calories, high fiber, low carbs. Most Built Bars contain 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 net carbs, and 17 grams of protein. When you compare that to a candy bar, which is normally around 240 calories, 30 grams of sugar, and dozens of net carbs, it is just above and away so much better than one of those candy bars. Mint brownie, coconut almond, and new this month, white chocolate, cookies, and cream. Oh, my mouth is watering just thinking of that. They are all delicious, and new flavors are coming out all the time. If they think a flavor might be good, they'll make it. It'll be delicious, and it'll be good for you. At Built Bar, they are all about taste. They make the taste delicious first and worry about making it good for you afterwards. And it is always healthy. I don't understand how they do it. It is always good for you. Go to built.com and use the promo code LOCKED15. Yes, LOCKED15 for 15% off of your order. Use the code LOCKED15, LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. Excuse me, I'm getting loud here. Let's get into the final period of today's episode, and that is the predictions of the week. Yes, I did tease this just a little bit today's episode. The predictions of the week will happen every Monday, and they'll mostly be centered around what goes on in for the rest of the week, but they may go past the week as well. My first prediction of the week, I'm going to make three. So the first prediction this week will be not necessarily for the Oilers, but it will affect the Oilers. But that will be the LA Kings will clinch a playoff spot on Tuesday night. Yes, we did kind of talk about this before, but the LA Kings are only a point away from basically clinching a playoff spot. The Vegas Golden Knights need to win out, especially after they choked that 4-0 lead to the San Jose Sharks. The San Jose Sharks tied it up with the last shot of regulation. They tied it up, made it 4-4, and they ended up winning it in overtime. That cost the Vegas Golden Knights that extra point and could have really made this race interesting. So, yes, the Los Angeles Kings will clinch a playoff spot on Tuesday night. Speaking of Tuesday night, the Edmonton Oilers can play are in Pittsburgh and are playing the Pittsburgh Penguins. And one prediction, I have two predictions for that game. The first prediction is that Evander Kane... Or excuse me, this isn't necessarily for the game, but Evander Kane is in this game, so I need him to score in this game. Evander Kane will reach 25 goals before the end of the season. Yes, Evander Kane is only 4 goals away from scoring his 25th of the season, which is pretty darn impressive considering that he was playing in the AHL at the end of December and when the Oilers finally brought him up. The guy has played basically half of the season, if that, and he is already at 21 goals. He is playing with Connor McDavid, but what Evander Kane brings to the Oilers is that grit, is those hands around the net. That goal against Colorado was nasty. It was nasty. So many of his goals have been just terrific goals, not just a banger on a tap in behind the net or next to the net, not just a little dinky little wraparound. He has been going out there and imposing his will against the opposition and making sure that if anybody even thinks about hitting Connor McDavid, he goes over in there and says, no, sir. And really imposes his will, makes people think twice about even touching Connor McDavid, defending Connor McDavid, and hey, more ice for Connor McDavid, that is even better. Let's get back to Tuesday evening, as I said, because my final prediction of the week is the Edmonton Oilers will clinch a home ice advantage, against the Pittsburgh Penguins on Tuesday. Yes, they had a little bit of a stinker yesterday against Columbus. I get it. It was a matinee. It started at 11 a.m. They had a four-hour flight the day before. Not necessarily, they couldn't necessarily get their legs underneath them. They did get outworked by a young team who's just fighting. Basically, a lot of them are fighting for an NHL spot next year. Not even fighting for this year. They're fighting for their career, essentially. You did see that as well. The Oilers were kind of slow, but I don't think, and I know that the Oilers will not come out like that against the Pittsburgh Penguins, a difficult team, one of those teams that you might have to beat in the Stanley Cup Finals if you do want to get over that hump of, oh, can the Oilers do it? Can Connor McDavid do it? Can Leon Draisaitl do it? You are playing against Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, basically a mirror of what the Edmonton Oilers want to be, they can clinch home ice advantage and become basically the next version of the Pittsburgh Penguins on the West Coast. We're not really the West Coast. I like to pretend we're the West Coast. But yes, the Edmonton Oilers will clinch that home ice advantage against the Pittsburgh Penguins on Tuesday. And that'll do it for today's episode of Locked On Oilers. Yes. Oh, party time in Edmonton. Well, just for a little bit, as we have clinched that playoff spot. It'll be nice to clinch that home ice advantage tomorrow night. But either way, the Oilers are off to the playoffs. Thank goodness. I can't wait. I can't wait to be in Rogers Place and see all you Edmonton Oilers fans and rocking that place, just making it exciting, making it in an atmosphere. And as Leon Draisaitl has said, we are the best effing fans, excuse my language, in the NHL. And yes, let's go and prove it. Let's go, Oilers. Let's go. And have a terrific week, Oilers country, oil country, Oilers fans, everybody. Let's have a great week. Thank you so much for joining Locked On Oilers. I will see you tomorrow. Have a great one and stay safe.